It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
FCS, small college rankings for all 129 football teams. Yes, Swamp Swami Sports presents my very first attempt to rank every team playing in the NCAA's FCS, or Football Championship Subdivision, for games played through Saturday, October 4, 2025. The FBS, the large division, has the Associated Press media-based and the AFCA coaches polls every week. And of course, yours truly entered that field several years ago and published his very first rankings of the new season earlier today. Now, the FCS, formerly called NCAA Division I AA, currently features a coaches poll and another media poll, which is called STAT, or S-T-A-T, whatever that means. But you'll be able to see this week's coaches poll compared to the SwampSwamiSports.com FCS rankings this week. And please, go to my website, SwampSwamiSports.com, and you'll find the entire listing. Every team in the FBS and the FCS is available for you to see at SwampSwamiSports.com. I want to know this question. How did the FCS coaches poll have 2-3 Idaho at number 13 this week? The FCS coaches poll apparently gives a lot of weight to teams which have performed very well in previous seasons, and Idaho has been a regular in the 24-team FCS playoffs recently. Perhaps that's why the 2-3 Idaho Vandals are ranked number 13 in this week's coaches poll. They came in at number 71 in mine. That's right. Now, Idaho has lost two close games at FBS members Washington State, 13-10, and San Jose State, 31-28. And the Vandals were beaten at very tough 5-0 Montana by a 41-30 score. And Idaho performed well against those three tough opponents, but hey, it's still three losses in five games. Their two wins have come at home by just 7 points over 2-3 St. Thomas of Minnesota and 14 points over 1-5 Utah Tech. So let's see how well Idaho will play the rest of the fall. And if they start to rack up the wins, then they will move up in my rankings over the next few weeks. The NCAA's small college division features 129 teams this year. Longtime FCS power, the Delaware Blue Hens, moved up into the now 136-team FBS large school division this season. They joined Missouri State in becoming members of Conference USA. But in my research this weekend, I've discovered that many of the FCS teams have some really interesting nicknames. Today's initial top 25 on the FCS will feature the Mountain Hawks and Jackrabbits, Bison, not Bison, but Bison, the Paladins, a knight by the way, Salukis, that's a dog, the Hornets, and the Governors. Now the lower portion of this week's FCS rankings, like I said, you'll get all 129 teams. We'll find the Penguins from Youngstown State, the Delta Devils from Mississippi Valley State, the Leathernecks of Western Illinois, the Sharks of Long Island University, two sets of Lumberjacks from Stephen F. Austin in Northern Arizona, and of course the Fighting Camels of Campbell University. There are fewer unbeaten teams, 8, in the FCS through the week of October 4th as compared to the larger division FBS, which had 15 this week. And that's primarily because the FCS schools, the smaller ones, accept one or two invitations per year to travel to those big schools and get to play for a large financial guarantee. And paydays of several hundred thousand dollars will give a big boost to smaller schools' athletic budgets. North Dakota State has dominated the FCS group for much of the last two decades, and the Bison have won 10 of the past 14 titles. Missouri Valley rival South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, have claimed two of the national championships during the last three seasons. Missouri Valley Football Conference seems loaded again this season with three teams in my initial SwampSwamiSports.com FCS Top 25 rankings this week. And there are 13 FCS conferences, plus two teams playing as independents, Merrimack Warriors and the Sacred Heart Pioneers. Okay, let's provide you the rules with the SwampSwamiSports.com FCS Top 25 rankings. Number 1, teams without a loss are ranked higher than any team which has lost a game. Hey, why should a team with a perfect record be ranked below a team with one loss? Makes no sense to me. A team with 6 wins is ranked above a team with 5 or fewer wins. Why? Because they've earned one more victory than those teams ranked below them. Number 3. Your team's best win is determined weekly against your opponent, which has the best one-loss record thus far in the season. It does matter who you beat. Number 4. Preference is given to your team's best win if it comes on the road versus a home win. Number 5. Ties are broken by point differentials in each team's best win. And here's one different one. A win over an FBS large college team receives a preference over any win over an FCS school. By the way, a win over another FCS team will receive a preference compared to a win over an NCAA Division II, Division III, or even an NAIA team. Now, when two teams have identical records, the head-to-head win over the team with the same number of losses is ranked higher. And you'll see that highlighted in yellow on my online source, SwampSwamiSports.com. And all decisions by the administrator of this here website, me, are final.
Ooh, yeah!
Now, each team should have to stand on its own merit on this year's body of work. By the end of the season, some of the longtime favorites may work themselves back up into the upper tier and be worthy of another invitation into the 24-team FCS playoffs, which will begin on the weekend of November 29th. Let's give some credit to this week's top teams right now as we unveil the top 25 for games played through Saturday, October 4th, 2025. In number 25 position from the United Athletic Conference, the only 4-2 team because they beat an FBS Middle Tennessee State 34-14, it's the Austin Peay Governors. Let's go Peay. That's what they say. Numbers 24, 23, 22, 21, and 20 all come from the Ivy League, and they're all 2-1. Number 24 is Yale, 23 Dartmouth, 22 Brown, 21 Princeton, 20 Penn. Hike! In the 19th spot this week from the Southwestern Athletic Conference at 4-1, it's the Alabama State Hornets. Number 18 from the Pioneer Football League at 4-1, the Dayton Flyers. Out of the Missouri Valley comes number 17, Southern Illinois, the Salukis are at 4-1. From the SoCon, or Southern Conference, at number 16 this week, the Mercer Bears. Also from the Southern Conference at 15, the Furman Paladins. Our first team from the Southland Conference is number 14, Lamar. At number 13 this week from the Southwest Athletic Conference at 4-1, the Jackson State Tigers. Also at 4-1 from the Big Sky Conference, it's number 12, UC Davis Aggies. Our top 4-1 team from the Coastal Athletic Association, number 11 ranked Monmouth, the Hawks. Now our top 10 from the FCS. At 5-1 from the United Athletic Conference, it's the West Georgia Wolves. Coming in at number 9, from the Southland Conference at 5-1, the UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros. This is their first year playing in the FCS. Number 8, from Ivy League at 3-0, our first undefeated team is the Harvard Crimson. Number 7, out of the Ohio Valley Big South Conference, it's the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles at 5-0. Number 6 this week, from the Big Sky Conference at 5-0, the Montana Grizzlies. Out of the Missouri Valley come the number 5 team, the North Dakota State Bison at 5-0. Also 5-0 from the Missouri Valley, it's the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. Our number 3 team this week, the Presbyterian Blue Hose, that's right, from the Pioneer Football League, they are 5-0 with a win against 4-1 Furman this year. Number 2 this week from the Patriot Conference, undefeated at 6-0, the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. And our number 1 team this week in our very first FCS Top 25 from the United Athletic Conference, the Tarleton State Texans. They beat FBS Army 30-27, and that gets them the number 1 spot in this week's FCS Top 25.